Learn how to infuse AI into your Java application in this episode of the AI Show, where we learn all about computer and custom vision cognitive services API. Welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where my colleague Ruth Yakubu is going to show us how to infuse AI into a Java application. My name is Seth Juarez. All right, so Ruth, how do we get started?
So to get started, let me just give a little background of what we developers face.
Okay.
There are two types of developers. The one that is sitting in their cube, and the business has business requirements that we can leverage AI. But they're like, last I check, I'm not a data scientist. Mm-hmm. How can I do this? Then that's when you realize that Microsoft has a lot of cognitive services that span across different industries that our developers can leverage and hit the market real quick.
Awesome. So if I want to, like, if I have an application and I'm like, hey, I want to put some AI, but I don't know what to do, you're saying cognitive services is an answer to that.
Yeah, because our researchers have done years and years of research and tons of data curation and analytics, machine learning and whatnot, and provide all of that.
So how do I burn it into my application?
Okay, so for this application, I'm using Java. And one thing that is super exciting for us in the Java community is we now have Maven SDKs for cognitive services. So yeah, you can do all of that with REST applications. But yeah, you have SDKs now. So for the application I want to show you guys today is I'm going to create a lost and found type of situation where we're using computer vision. Then also tie into text analytics. Mm-hmm. And I'm only tying into text and analytics to, okay, you load something. How can we query something and find a result based upon the tags that were generated from an image?
Awesome. Well, let's dive in.
Okay. So to start off with, I'm in Eclipse. So this is a Spring Boot application. We don't need to go into details unless you want us to go into specific details later. So what I'm going to do is launch the application. So what I did was right-click. Oh, it's a little too late now. But basically, what it's doing is building the application. And the end is going to launch a server, the Tomcat server.
Awesome. So this is like a regular Spring application that's a website, MVC style type thing.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah. So now that we see that the application is up, on port 8080, let's launch the application. So now I'm going to open the picture, a picture that we're going to analyze. So what I'm doing here is I'm calling the computer vision API, and the method I called was analyze. So first, let's take a look at the image. There's a car, there's a parking lot type of situation, there's a background going on. So the good thing about the computer vision is when we call it, it's going to return attributes about the image that it finds. So it's going to generate different tags. So you see a whole slew of these, car, road, grass, driving, parking, and all of that. So just taking an eyeball of it, all of those are accurate compared to the image that we just uploaded.
Awesome. And this isn't data that you uploaded. This is something, to be clear, that the service returns to you based on the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, you just upload an image, call the API with the image, tell it that please analyze this image. Then all I'm doing is returning the JSON, not even doing anything, just to show the users what the computer vision does.
Awesome, awesome.
So let's get back to the main point that I wanted to show the power of this and different ways you can use this. So think of a lost and found type of scenario, right? Mm-hmm. You can never anticipate what users are gonna lose. So I'm guilty of that. I lose a lot of stuff. So let's do a very generic one. Kids, I think they specialize in losing things. So let's say I upload a teddy bear. It shows the attributes like before. Let's upload this Mercedes Benz. It's also a key. And see what it returns back. So for the Mercedes Benz, this was kind of interesting. The tags that it was returning back is, it's a table, sitting, black, piece, top, luggage, desktop, player, suitcase, collar, phone, mm-hmm. could pass well phone, actually mouse. So for the human eye, personally, we're used to how keys looked like, especially in the medieval times.
Sure.
There's a way a key looks like. But nowadays, what do we do in outliers where keys are no longer the traditional way of how you see a key? Because this, if you, let's say I'm fresh off a boat from somewhere, I have never seen a Mercedes-Benz key.
I know I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't seen one either. But yeah, this one, I can easily think it's a garage door opener because it can pass for a lot of stuff. So let's go back to the analytics part. This is another piece that I wanted to highlight to developers that, let's say you have a whole bunch of texts, right? You're dealing with the lost and found. What are users going to do? When they come in to tell you what they lost, they tend to ramble on and on. But you need to get to the gist of it. The whole point they need to just tell us is, I lost a teddy bear. I lost a key. That's it. But people like me, I'll go into a forum like, I was at the food court, if I can spell, and I think I left my toy at the table and click submit. So one thing is, the very first thing you look at is, okay, we call the text analytics, and that one also has multiple functions like sentiment analysis, key phrase extraction. So in real life, this person would have written like a three paragraph type of description of what happened, different possible areas that they think they lost something. But the key thing is, look at the things that it extracted. It got that there was a food court, there was a toy, there was a table. So what it's gonna do is look in the database, because in the last page, what I was doing is all the image for a lost and found, let's say each time somebody loses something, you take a photo of it, store in the database. Later on when somebody comes, we no longer need to go and manually go aisle after aisle searching for stuff. You can easily use AI to find some of these stuff. Just do is when somebody submits that, let it do a query and see what matches it found. So the keyword was toy. It brought back the teddy bear. I uploaded key, the traditional key. It didn't find that, but for some reason, I think it's probably thinking the car keys is
a table. Could be. It's a toy. Or it could be somebody's toy as well, right? The thing I like about this is that you actually allowed users to upload pictures and ask about those things without having any user intervention at all using just cognitive services. So I have two questions. The first question is, what does this look like in code?
Yeah.
And the second one is, I saw there were some mistakes when the pictures were uploaded. Is there a way to fix that? So let's start with the first. Yeah. Let's take a look at the code.
Awesome. So to start with, this is the Spring application, right? So when you're talking to a web type of interface, in Spring, you have something called controller. So those are REST controllers. It takes requests from the web, translated it into your business application. So I'm depending on some helper class of services that will actually do the API request, so I'm calling them in.
Is this a package you import from Custom Vision?
Say that again?
Is this a package that you import from the Computer Vision services?
In the service class.
Cool.
So we'll open that real quick. So let me do a quick drive-by. This is a typical REST application, right? So you specify annotation that, okay, I need the request mapping. What's the method? In REST, you're going to do a GET. You need to specify the path. So for the scenario of when we're dealing with text analysis, that's what I was doing.
I see.
Here, I'm returning a form, but you can return whatever you want to. I'm using TimeLeaf because I'm not too web-centric, but I'm just specifying the HTML file name it should call. So that's just the display part of it. So when somebody pulls something, enters information, now, as you can see, the user entered a description. So you're taking all of that, and now you took the description and fed it into a service that did some analysis. That's the API that we called, return a JSON body, and you parse the data the way you want it to present. All I'm doing is parsing it, presenting it to the user, then also grabbing the URL. So we're good on that.
So the service, the text service there is a service that you, is it like a package that you download in order to make the API calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me show you the service, because even when we go to the controller, it looks exactly the same. The only thing is before I return the JSON, I'm saving it to a database.
Got it.
So one thing under Spring is, domain is like, okay, your database model. So let's not get into a repository. Let's get into, which one do you want to look at?
Let's look at the vision service.
Okay, the vision service. So in order to use a vision service, the very first thing is you need to provision the service on the Azure portal. And the key thing is, in order to call this API, or if you're using the SDK from Maven, you need a key. So once you establish the key is, you need to specify the key in your header.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's going to be your body? You need to pass the parameter in the body, which is going to be the image file. Then the rest is, okay, going to our API definitions that we provide online for each of our AI cognitive service that, okay, if you want to call this, this is how you call it. So basically, for Java, I'm just setting up all of the parameters that I'm going to be calling. And finally, once you build all the parameters, the end thing that you do is do a build. And where I'm actually executing this, Spring provides something called REST template, where you're passing in that builder. And you need to figure out that the API that you're using, is it a post or a get? Then the final thing, well, the entity is basically the header. Then the last thing is, okay, what's your output going to look like? It's a JSON output. So that's basically what that is.
So this is what a REST endpoint call looks like in Java.
Yeah.
Cool.
So let me do a quick drive-by. In this situation, I wanted to use the SDK to give you guys an idea. For the SDK, if you're a Java developer, if you notice, I'm using a blob storage when I upload these images. So the awesome thing that a lot of people in the Java community are, you know, have a misconception is with Microsoft environments, tools, or Azure, you know, it's probably .NET, but not knowing we have so many for, you know, SDKs that you can go find on the Maven repository. So this is an example of a library you can just call, and that's for blob storage.
Cool. And so when you upload the picture, you're just pushing those up to blob storage.
Yeah.
Smart.
And, you know, before you do anything, I know, yeah, we're going to delete, you know, blur out my credentials. But in order to do that, the very first thing you do is provide your keys and the unique blob and the container. Then if you notice, I'm not doing unnecessary REST calls because now you're calling the objects. This is how simple and cleaner your application is going to look when you're using SDK.
Got it.
Okay.
Cool. You were telling me that there's some that just don't work. Tell me about those.
Yeah. So, you know, AI is new and it's up and coming. That's why there's so much buzz about it. And all these companies are improving on their algorithms and whatnot. So for the scenario that you're in a situation that you use something like a computer vision API, and you found some outliers that did not meet your business case, what you can do is use something called custom vision API.
I see. So in the case where I upload a picture of something it may have never seen before because I have crazy stuff in my house, there's a way to actually train it to recognize new things.
Yeah. So for that one, the awesome thing is you can go to computer.
Custom vision, yeah.
Okay. I'm glad somebody's paying attention. then say AI. Then the next thing we need to do is log in to the account. Log in never took so long. So the very first time that you log into the account, you need to agree to the terms and services. I already started a project, but if you didn't, you click on Create Project, give it a name, description, and it's very crucial that if you know the domain it falls under, you may want to put it in there because if you're dealing with a category that's in a domain, it increases your chances of finding things better.
Got it.
So due to time, I created keys. So let's take a step back. The image, the custom image service is a classifier. It goes on the machine learning classification algorithm. And what do classifiers usually do? It's either a yes or no. You're trying to find whether this is this or that. So I think the amazing thing that the Microsoft AI research team has provided for us is the ability for a developer to just come in a situation where, you know, car keys are getting more and more involved. It is a key, but it's not the traditional key. And depending on what industry you are, it could be other things.
Right.
Like a designer handbag, okay? How can it recognize a Louis Vuitton bag versus a Prada bag?
Sure.
Not that I know anything about that. But I just wanted to show you how simple this is. The recommended image is, you know, for you to upload at least 50 images. But I think for my image, all I wanted to do was differentiate, check whether, tell me the difference between a BMW key and a Mercedes key. So I just gave it those two categories. So I uploaded different images for the BMW key, and uploaded a whole bunch of different images for Mercedes keys. They're not quite up to 50, but you'd be surprised with very little. It's still very accurate in predicting your model. So once you have, So once you have your models uploaded, which is, everything is very intuitive, click on the train. I already did one in the past. Mm-hmm. So the last iteration I did was, okay, I uploaded the images. There are two categories, right? So when you're training your model, you need to see how precise it is. And the recall is, okay, the error factor of it. Like, okay, what are the chances that in this group there's some that did not match what you're trying to train? So pretty straightforward. But looking at this, I think I'm pretty confident that 90% of the time it's going to recognize what I'm trying to do. So the very important thing for a developer to do is this part right here.
I see.
You need to figure out that when you take it back to your application, are you going to be uploading? Because, you know, you can train this, everything that I did visually, you can do it via code.
I see.
But in our case, I'm just going to call the API. I trained it. Everything is good to go. So what I'll do is go back to, it shows you the API to use. So I went ahead and created a custom service. So I have the project key. The rest is API, API call.
It's just like the same thing that we had before, but now with a different service.
Yeah. The only thing is they call it prediction key. Our other APIs, I think it's OCP, subscription mm-hmm. ID key, something like that. So be aware of that. You're uploading an image in a URL type of format. You're calling the REST API. Then nothing else really changes. So let's get back to the controller and call this custom. Just comment out the other one. Okay. So we're at the end. Let's see how good this prediction was. So I'm going to restart this Java application. Okay, perfect. So it's done. So the next thing is I'm going to go to my trusted computer vision. And now let's find the same key and upload it and see what it says. Okay.
So it looks like it did indeed find it to be a Mercedes key.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what I'm understanding then, let's see if I can summarize. What you did is you made a lost and found application where you can upload pictures of, like, someone's there, like, oh, they lost this, take a picture. And that's all they do. They upload it. The computer vision service puts all the tags on there. Someone goes and types using text analytics, and text analytics cuts all the extra stuff out and maps the things that it found.
Yeah.
And then there's cases where there are certain things that it won't understand that you have to go back and train. Did I get that right?
Yeah. And one thing we have to keep, we have to take into consideration is when you're using custom visions and whatnot, there's a limitation. What if you have petabytes of data? Mm-hmm. So in those type of situations, you have to be cognizant of, okay, I'm going to train this model, but there's a way you need to export that model. Huh. And if it's too big, you need somewhere to run that has capacity, system capacity to run that. Another story, another alternative to bypass all of this is go into deep learning. Mm-hmm. There's several algorithms out there that you can use, and if you know what you're doing at this point, you can code all of that and come up with maybe a better solution if you don't want to go the, I won't say a better solution, but
more
a
customized.
Deeper,
more
yeah,
customized.
A more customized, yeah.
Awesome.
Depending on what your industry is.
This has been super helpful. The cool thing is I like that you showed it all in Java to show that it really doesn't matter what language you use. Thanks so much, Ruth. Today we've been learning all about computer vision and custom vision, how you can enrich your apps with AI today. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. See you next time.